Hey guys, welcome back to Royal Cast. And today we're gonna get into some juicy ass fucking episode because I was watching something and let's just get into it because it's fucking crazy what I fucking found out. So I found out, basically, I was watching Shane Dawson's video. If you haven't watched his conspiracy videos, they are the best conspiracy videos because it's just so juicy. So I went into the rabbit hole of what he was putting for this conspiracy video about food. So we all know that, let's pick out Walmart. Walmart has great value. And it's a little bit cheaper than the actual name brands like Cinnamon Toast Crunch. If that shit is expensive at the supermarket. But there's a great value that has cinnamon something. It's called cinnamon something. And it's less money. So he went down the rabbit hole, but I went down the rabbit hole. And come to find out, these name brands and Walmart brands are literally the same shit. Just like Trader Joe's. He put basically the Trader Joe's animal crackers are the same ones from the animal crackers we know. The original animal crackers that you can also get on Amazon. They're the same shit just put in the fucking box saying it's healthier, it's more delicious. But they're the same company, just different names. And it's kind of funny because I went down the a lot of deep rabbit holes, and all of these brands, the name brands, are owned by at least, let me see, 9 fucking brands. 9 big brands. So let's say Coca-Cola. Coca-Cola is basically all your, you know, Dasani, Coca-Cola, Fanta, all your, you know, I think it's Perry the Polar Spring. All these type of drinks are all from Coca-Cola, if you didn't know. Now, all of your, like, Nutella, basically all the coffees, all the fucking chocolate bars, anything to do with like Garner Baby, all of that is from that company. Also, Kellogg's, which is basically the fucking cereal company. All the cereal, like Special K, Pringles is in it. Where else? Mostly all the cereals. Oh, and also like the, what you call it? The Eggos is part of it also. The Quaker Oats is Pepsi-Cola, which is the Quaker Oats, Tropicana, even Pepsi's in there. Lay's, it's all blurry. Lay's, all the Quaker Oats, and Jemima is from Pepsi-Cola. So basically, all of these name brands that you see in the supermarkets are all just from one fucking company. And according to all the research, basically, they literally just take what you have, what they have in the company. Basically, let's say Trader Joe's calls and asks them, hey, we want your animal crackers, but we're gonna put this name in this and just sell it in our store. And it's kind of like Aldi does the same thing, but according to what I've seen so far, they really don't care about hiding it because they will literally put it next to it. Like Oreo cookies, black and white Oreos, literally the same design, the same packaging, everything is the same. Like also, he went to get some, if you haven't heard of like the bunny ice cream, That's the like the most expensive, and then they got the Great Value vanilla ice cream. Is the same ice cream, just different packaging. And a lot of these people were like, are literally just catching on to this. And it's like, yo, if it's the same shit, I'm going to go get the fucking one that's less money. Like, what the fuck? Also, the only way that you will know that a brand is by the name or by that same company, if it's a recall, because they have to automatically state it. So I saw that there was a bread recall for Sara Lee bread. There was a lot of different type of bread, and they said Great Value was one of them. So that means that Great Value bread was the same as Sara Lee's bread. So you wouldn't find out and think, oh, this is a cheaper bread, this is good bread, but it's the same bread as Sara Lee's. You wouldn't even know, even if you didn't, to be honest, you wouldn't even know until, you know, it got recalled. There's a lot of things that happen like that. It's kind of fucking crazy how, like, everyone is like, no, I like the expensive kind because that's the premium kind and that's the most delicious. When in reality, they just scamming you. Literally, they're just scamming you for more money when you can get the cheaper version because it's the same fucking shit. It's just fucking crazy. When I saw that, I was like, what in the flying fuck? They're all scamming us. Everything that you fucking see is a fucking lie. And the fucking twist to it, yo, I'm gonna tell you this shit. So the fucking craziest shit, Shane Dawson went down a deeper rabbit hole. And, you know, you always wonder why some companies on like Grubhub or DoorDash or Postmates, they have like the same similar fucking address, but you've never seen them a day in your motherfucking life. So he went to a hotel basically and he ordered three different meals. It was one call from Sammy's Chicks, another call flat chicken sandwich thing, and then Red Robin's. And the funny thing is, when the food did come in, it literally looked at like the same fucking packaging. Why? Because it was Red Robin. All like the Red Robin meal was fine, but the two other meals from the two other restaurants that they fucking ordered from, it's the same fucking company. And it's kind of fucking crazy how this has been proved because there's a lot of people who have come out and even on the news said that she ordered some food from this new brand, you know, new brand that she saw on the food app. And come to find out, it was from Red Robin itself. Like, what? And it's like, not even Red Robin does this. Other fucking company do this. They just make this fake ass food store on any type of app, place like a whole website, but it's from one brand we all probably know and would never fucking even order there, which is fucking crazy. And it's like, it's kind of disgraced because a lot of people, you know, there's a lot of new small businesses that do need the boost, and these big brands that are already known are trying to take away from the real businesses. Like, also Applebee's was one of them. Literally one. There was one that was so fucking crazy, and I know a lot of Chuck E. Cheese fans are just gonna be mind-boggling. So the pizza. So everyone knows that the pizza, it's kind of weird how it comes. There was always a conspiracy that they took slices from other, you know, other people that leave it behind and put it together, and they all look discombobulated, like they don't fucking match. So Shane Dawson also ordered Pasquale pizzas and wings. And I kind of found it like, oh, I kind of like, no, remember, like, wasn't that the Chuck E. Cheese pizza maker name? I was kind of like confused. So he looked into it, and one of the drivers that went to pick up the pizza was looking for the restaurant. When it comes to find out, the fucking dude was like, yeah, this is us. He picked up pizza from fucking Chuck E. Cheese. And they literally posted on the fucking, I think it was Postmates or Uber Eats, something like that. And it was fucking Pasquale's pizza and fucking wings. What the fuck? So that's another fucking scam. Like, what the fuck? Now that, like, Chuck E. Cheese, I heard Chuck E. Cheese is, like, really, really going down. So now they're trying to do this Pasquale and pizza and wings. And they still got the pizza fucked up because the way he opened that fucking pizza, it looked at all discombobulated, like the regular Chuck E. Cheese pizza. But it's kind of fucking funny. Like, there's a lot of companies that does this, and you just have to look it out because sometimes they have the same fucking address, and we just don't peep it because we're just looking for food. Now I'm just like looking for every fucking details just in case it's the same fucking restaurant I don't want to order from, because why y'all trying to scam us? Why y'all trying to lie to us? Like, the food probably is all right, but why are you trying to lie to us? Why y'all not giving opportunities to these small businesses? And y'all making all this fake scammy shit to lie to us. Like, if I really wanted Red Robin, I think I would order Red Robin. Don't fake me into buying something that's from you. Like, a lot of people were pissed off. Even a mom that was in the news was like, if I wanted to buy something from Applebee's, I would have bought it from Applebee's instead. Like, why you have to fucking make fake pages? And they go beyond by like making websites, making a mascot, making it all look pretty and look real so you can go and buy it and don't seem suspicious. But when you look at the address, it's fucking Applebee's or Red Robin. Like, who fucking does that shit? But yeah, it's just a fucking crazy ass whole situation. Like, everyone is opening their eyes now, so no, just buy the cheaper fucking version. It's the same shit, so it don't matter no more. And I heard also that one employee that used to work in one of these companies says, I think one of the bread companies, literally said, no, it's the same fucking bread. Sometimes we make it thicker or thin so you can actually see a difference, but it's the same fucking shit. So I'm buying the cheaper options from now on, because if it's the same, why am I paying a double amount of what the fuck it is? So yeah. I don't know about you, but these food brands, they scamming all of us and lying to all of us. So yeah, guys, I'll see you next video. Well, video. I keep saying video when it's meant by listening, but I catch you in the next episode. Like I said, we are working on basically Roy Kaz After Dark cases. It is on the works. It's coming in May 5th. We are doing it. May 5th will be the first episode on a Friday at 11 p.m. So stay tuned for that. I'm keeping going with some cases. There will be cases from different places, from Asia, from my roots, Dominican Republic, all around the world. I'm picking so many cases, recent or very gruesome. So if you are very sensitive, I advise you to listen to the advisory before starting the podcast episode, because some of them are gruesome and I want people to understand how gruesome they are and how important to, let the world know what's going on. So yeah, everything will be May 5th at 11 p.m. and I'll catch you next time every Wednesday at 11 p.m. for regular segment podcast episodes. Deuces!